Hello and welcome back to the Conversation Hat podcast, a show for geeks, artists and terrible people. In this episode, me and Ben have to answer the question, why can't I have my cake and eat it too? We also try to decide what the best thing that has happened in the last 5 years is, and we also take D&D classes and try to decide what jobs they would be in the real world. Before we get on with the episode, I wanted to let you know something that you may have worked out already is that we're doing a whole load of video highlights of this stupid podcast. And the reason we're doing that is because that's one of the most effective ways to grow, even though I resent the fact that my audio show needs to have cameras now, but whatever. So here's the deal. It would be really cool if you could go to TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube and find our short video highlights of these episodes and, you know, leave a nice little comment, maybe like, maybe share. What that does is it highlights to the almighty algorithm that this stuff is in some way good, and it will show it to more people like you. And if you like this podcast, chances are other people will like this podcast. And then the more listeners we have, the more patrons we get, the more people wear our merch, the more we can grow, the more cool guests we can have on, the more biscuits we can offer guests whilst we're recording, you know, normal nice stuff like that. There, so that's the plug. You're welcome, I think, and see you later.
The Conversation Hat Podcast.
Welcome, y'all, to the Conversation Hat is Trying to Kill Us podcast, which is not so much a play on words as it is just a true fact. And we are your hosts, Ben Percentage and Liam Total. I improv that. That's some improv. I did a maths one. Yeah. That's true. Considering I can't count. Ben, what's good?
Very nice. What's good?
The bisque.
Toffee crisp.
Toffee crisp is, oh man. There was a great day at sixth form where I had a craving for a toffee crisp.
And you had one?
Well, no, good. Here's the thing. And I figured if I just told enough people that I had a craving for a toffee crisp, eventually one would materialise. And I thought, like, at lunchtime, one of my good friends was like, hey, Liam, guess what? And I was going to be like, oh, they've got me a toffee crisp. And it wasn't like, we should go find a toffee crisp. And I was like, oh, lady, I was rather hoping you'd done all the work for me. So we spent, I kid you not, we walked, my college is quite near to a hospital. So we walked all around the hospital grounds going to all like the various shops and stuff because there weren't any shops around. There
was just the hospital. Right, you went to that one.
Yes, thank you. The closest shop was in the hospital, and we went to like five or six news agents in the hospital. Not a single fucking toffee crisp.
It's because they heal the sick.
Toffee crisps?
Yeah.
That's why they're... Okay.
Yeah. Everyone goes in there to get them and to heal their loved ones or to heal the heartache of having a loved one that is either passed or is taking their sweet-ass time.
Why ain't she dead yet? I want me
inheritance. I'll have a toffee crisp. Nom, nom.
Very good. Very good. Very funny. Very topical.
I prefer a Twix to a topic.
Same. It's got fruit in it. Mm. What am I, a squirrel?
Has it got the nuts in it, the topic?
I think so, fruit and nuts.
Yeah. I'll have the fruit. Like, you can have the nuts.
I don't like nuts.
Oh, well, don't. We'll just get something else then.
I have nuts in my smoothie.
Gross.
It is gross, but I won't have my nuts any other way. Stop it. Stop it.
What about peanut butter?
No, I hate peanut butter.
Right, it's not as very good as it.
I don't like peanuts.
No, nor do I.
That's interesting.
But I have recently started, like, if I'm feeling very snacky, and there's like some honey roast peanuts.
I don't mind honey roast peanuts.
Because they're covered
in sugar. Covered
in sugar. Yeah.
No, I do. So part of my whole
ethos,
is not so much my health kick as it is a not wanting to die immediately kick.
Sure.
In addition to exercise, I'm trying to make sure I have like fruits and such. So like I do two smoothies a week, which are mostly various fruits and then coconut, almonds, nuts, just all in there together, blended up. So it's not very nice.
Almonds are bad.
Are almonds bad?
Almonds take far too much water to grow. They take more water to grow than anything else.
I thought it was almond milk specifically that was the problem.
And where does that come from?
Well, I've never tried to milk an almond.
It comes from almonds.
For some reason, I had it in my head that it was just almond milk, but okay. And I have those with oat milk as the base because...
Take the almonds out.
You're welcome, environment. Take the almonds out. Yeah, no, that hadn't occurred to me.
Because like the amount of work that goes into making an almond. And sure, then by extended process, almond milk.
I don't want to be shitty about this. No, I do want to be... I'm not saying this exclusively to be shitty or difficult. Is this one of those things where you could very easily offset the amount of energy and resources it takes to make almond milk by just taxing the fucking rich? Or getting rid of private jets?
I think it's more...
Getting the plastic out the sea.
You could do half of that, but... Well, you should do all of that. Yeah. We should do all of that. But I think it's the fact that it takes, like, 2 gallons of milk to grow a single almond or something like that.
2 gallons of milk?
Two milk.
These cows are their poor tits.
Yeah, this is why it's so bad.
I don't like almonds.
I don't even like nuts.
I don't even like
I've
almonds.
I've got an allergy.
The farmer's just like, idiots, not really.
Like 2 gallons of water or right. something ridiculous like that to grow them.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, I don't feel bad about it. I've already bought them. Like,
Yeah. If you don't, I would
rather we tax the rich and use and just stop.
Yeah, but it's more likely if you just don't buy almonds.
Me not buying almonds isn't going to do shit.
No, but it's something that will actually happen. Whereas taxing the rich just won't. Because
the rich want to be taxed. No, they do. No, it's already politics. I'm sorry. The Green Party's recent campaign was really interesting because they basically found some billionaires that really want to be taxed, and they're like, "No, seriously, like we don't need all this money. Have it. We're already giving a bunch away. If taxes were increased, we would pay them. Tax us." And it's just not an angle that anyone has considered that maybe the billionaires don't want to be that rich. So even if there's 3 or 4 billionaires that don't want to be billionaires, that's a shitload of almonds we can have guilt-free.
Or we could get the plastic at the sea or the...
Any of those
stop
things.
Stop burning down the Amazon or something. That's good. Yes.
It's just not an angle
I don't know why. Well, I mean, we've still got the Tories.
Yes, it's because there's a handful of billionaires... One of them's our prime minister. He's not. I don't know if he's a billionaire, but he is significantly.
He's
well-known.
A cunt.
He is a cunt.
Just look at anything he's been doing this week.
Look
and
at the
to
things
be honest,
he's
I'm not sure
on.
When this episode is coming
still
out, but
counts.
Anything that he's done over the last few weeks, yeah. And it is abhorrent.
We're just in case there's a high likelihood it'll change. We're talking about Rishi.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. He might.
The lettuce might be in control by this time next week.
No, we don't think we'll have Boris back. I called him a lettuce.
That'll show them.
That'll show them.
That'll show them.
I hope you voted. Register to vote and get the cunts out.
It'd be really easy
and
to
lock,
do.
Lock granny and your parents in a cupboard just for that day, because that'll be easier than convincing them that no.
Tell them ABBA Voyager in town. They'll love it, old people. Okay. They love ABBA Voyage.
Okay. What's ABBA Voyage?
So it's... Imagine
is it the holograms?
Yeah, it's going to see ABBA, except ABBA aren't there because they don't want to. You're looking at pictures of ABBA.
It's a good way to make money.
For an extortionate amount of money. And you can franchise it. It can happen anywhere at the same time.
That's cool.
Like the Fast Food Rockers. They're a franchise.
Were the Fast Food Rockers not real?
No, they were real. It was... is it the Fast Food Rockers? There's some band
they did.
Like that.
I'm
aware of their repertoire, Ben. There was some band. No, it was the. When I been cutting that day, every rare and run time, we're good at near. I don't remember any of the lyrics.
What?
Cotton Eye Joe. Don't look at me like that.
Oh my god.
I can't publish this video because that will get a copyright strike.
I don't think it will.
Them. What's the band's name?
I'm at a loss for words. I'm not sure what the band's
well, so
name is.
The guys that did If I Had a Big Gun.
Can't I just call it Cotton Eye Joe?
The band that did Cotton Eye Joe.
Song that dates back to the 1800s.
Yes, they were a franchise. The guy that did the song, it got mad popular, so he made official versions of the songs in every continent.
So there were like simultaneous tours of this band, but they were just licensed replicas, but they had all the official like management, all the logos, all the merch. This is verifiable and true.
That's shit.
It's such a great idea. Like, and it's the same. Like,
where did you come from? Where did you go? Everywhere.
Everywhere, all the time.
At once.
Yeah. Where did he come from? Where did he go? Well, he never left.
But he also went everywhere.
And
stayed there.
It's like a riddle. Like, what has never left, but is always everywhere, and is the reason I could have been married a long time ago.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Let's forget about me trying to sing Cotton Eye Joe, hey? Let's take that to the grave.
Highlight reel.
Ah, shit. Yeah, fair enough. Do you want to jump in?
Oh, yes, we should start.
Do the podcast. A lovely way to spend the day in Norfolk. Haven't done any incest yet, but there is still time.
This is from Disappointed Dragon.
What's up, buddy?
Hello.
Why can't I have my cake and eat it too? Because you would have eaten it.
What is the meaning of...
So, the meaning of it is if... This bottle of water. I have this water.
Yes.
If I drink it, I don't have it anymore.
So have
but
is...
I can, but if I have it, I can't drink it.
To have it means to own it in its present state.
So if you wanted to have your cake and eat it, you can't do that because you can't have cake to eat.
My problem with
after
the
you've
phrase,
eaten the cake.
My problem with the phrase is, do you want to have some cake? Means, do you want to eat some cake? And I think I would say, do you want to have XYZ? Possibly more than I say, do you want to eat XYZ?
Right, but that's...
Do you want to have curry?
Okay, but the way that you use language is not the way that the language is being used in this phrase to make a specific point.
But the problem is, if it's a phrase that is a commonly known and understood phrase, like, you can't have your cake and eat it too, I think it's unfortunate that... One of the key words there has a double meaning that happens to match up with one of the other key words. So you could totally interpret it to mean you can't eat your cake and also eat your cake. Is there not a better word that could be used instead of have? You can't... So enjoy wouldn't work because one would assume you enjoy a cake by eating it. You can't look at your cake and also eat your cake.
You can't have cake once you've eaten it.
Yeah.
You can't have your cake once you've eaten it. Or if you wanted to scan a little bit better, you can't have cake and eat it.
You can't have cake and eat it. Yes. Yes, because then that necessarily means that, that's better. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the phrase.
What?
You can't have your cake and eat it too is the phrase.
What am I talking about?
I don't know, but you've just said that the phrase is better than the phrase.
Oh, no.
Why can't I have my cake and eat it too? You said that was stupid. So we went around the houses a little bit and I went, so how about I can't have my cake and eat it? And you went, yes, much better.
I suppose the fundamental problem with this podcast is I don't really believe anything or hold anything to be true or really... have any sort of belief system to speak of. So the second you... I'm just stroking this.
Yes, you are.
It really adds to the drama, doesn't it?
I don't think I'd call it drama.
No, what, comedy?
Ooh. Sad.
Oh,
it's tragedy.
Not definitely not comedy.
This is certainly tragic.
Great.
You can't have your cake and eat it too because... Of the nature of the phrase. That's what that means, if that was your question.
I'm glad we got there so quickly. Checks time. Okay, why can't you have your cake and eat? Well, you should buy two cakes. Everything you want, you should buy two of.
But then you can't have two cakes. You will eat one cake and you will have one cake.
But as you so rightly pointed out, the phrase isn't...
I think it's...
You can't buy two cakes.
I think it's meant to be a thing of somewhere between don't be greedy and appreciate what you have. Or you can't... Yeah. You can have something, but if it's something to enjoy... Like, what's the point of having cake if you're not going to eat it?
Or is it you can't hold to... What's the word when you
opposing
believe, you can't hold opinions. Two opposing views to be true, which is, I mean, have you spoken to my parents? One absolutely can.
I mean, I think that's untrue, but I think that might... there's a number of ways that we're choosing to interpret this.
Quite so.
And I think that it is meant to be more philosophical than...
Yes.
Bakery-y.
DD specifically, why can't you have your cake and eat it too? I don't know what the patisserie situation is in Canada,
where the ducks live,
geese, Canada geese.
No, it's French ducks.
Is the guy in Star Trek with like the wrinkly forehead? He's Canadian.
Worf.
Canada Worf. It's in London.
That's Canary. Canary Worf.
Canada Water. Different place. London's very big, you see.
It is. So, like,
I've made an idiot of myself today, Ben.
Yeah,
you can't.
I mean, you can't do two opposing things. There's something that I've heard it used. Was like, you can't be single and married. You can't do both of those things.
Yes. Yeah. True. Unless you have...
Sure, you could have an open relationship with someone, but then you couldn't marry... You
or
know.
A fake family elsewhere.
Mm.
Like that guy off The Traitors.
Yes. Mm. Who didn't have a fake family elsewhere, but his dad...
His dad,
right.
Yeah.
See, but then he got... But that's... what point are you trying to make now?
Not sure, just chatting.
Okay.
That's the show, isn't it?
I think that's why. Do you like cake?
Yeah, I like cake. Look at me.
What's your favourite cake?
As a kid, I used to really like chocolate cake, but I think the chocolate cake, the thing is, you don't really taste like chocolate in the cake itself. So if you have like a really nice plain vanilla sponge with, say, like chocolate icing, that's quite nice. I do, counter to everything you've come to know about me, I do actually quite enjoy a Victoria sponge. I think they're quite nice.
I can make a good Victoria sponge.
That's great to know. But not relevant.
I'll make you cake sometime.
That's great, and I'll suck your toes. It's a date. It's a date. Man's got to get his toes clean somehow.
I'll take what I'm given.
Take what you're given. You can't suck your toes and eat a cake at the same time because the cake will fall out of your mouth when you go, Which is a noise.
When you go, what?
That's the noise you'll make.
That's not a happy noise.
No, it's a ha. My toes and my mate's mouth.
Do it, make it stop.
The thing about the hat is, Ben, that it makes it go on for longer. Speaking of going on for longer.
The rocket launcher.
Oh, God.
That's a big one.
Wait, this is going to be bleak, I'm afraid. So, what's the best thing that's happened in the last 5 years? So, what's the maths there?
2019. I went to see Ninja Sex Party in Edinburgh.
Yes, you did.
I've seen the Death Note musical.
Lovely.
So is this the best thing that's happened to me or just in general?
Not specific.
Our Flag Means Death is pretty good.
Is a TV show going to be one of the best things that's happened to you?
In the last five years. What's happened? Bear in mind that the last 5 years contained COVID.
Contained a total of maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
2020, almost entirely write-off.
Yeah. I quit my job and now earn way more money and am much happier. That's probably the best thing that's happened to me in the last 5 years.
I quit my job and am much happier?
That's true. Those are both true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you quit?
I walked out.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. I quit.
Okay. Let's check them.
Boomy was like, you're in trouble. I was like, no, you're in trouble. And we can fix this when I'm going home. well, we can fix it. Well, I don't want to fix this. This is stupid.
You're wrong in the head. I'm out.
Tell me how I can do better. No, I don't work here anymore.
You have me confused for an employee.
You didn't listen to me when I worked here. You're not going to listen to me now.
Yeah. For me, it's quitting my job, if it's literally just the thing that's happened to me. The best thing that's happened, like, on a global scale, it's hard to choose. Oh,
Christmas.
Which one?
Christmas.
The most recent one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was most recent.
It was the Christmassiest. Do you find that you get increasingly more Christmassy as Christmases go on?
Oh, this year, the one that's just gone, I've decided that I don't like Christmas.
Oh, then why do you like Christmas?
Because I was trying to maintain some sort of childish glee in this podcast.
And you've forgotten what actually this Christmas
then
was.
And then I thought last Christmas, and I'm like, oh no, that was when I decided that I don't want to do Christmas anymore.
Okay.
Well. It's too stressful. I panic about if the people will like the presents. I panic if I've forgotten anyone. What if they've got me lots more? Yes. What if I've got them lots more?
Yes.
What if it all breaks?
Yes.
What if and then
you remember you don't like these people.
And then I'm obligated to stay with, not obligated, it's fine to stay with people, but I've got like two family Christmases that I've got to go to, and then there's friends' family Christmases, yes. And it's like there is a lot of peopling to do in December on top of everything else that still needs to get done.
And that you still have deadlines, you still got to
there's
work.
Still, there's still gotta, work, there's yeah. still hoovering that needs doing. Yeah. You've got to do all of this stuff whilst you're getting steadily fatter and poorer and more tired, and then at the very end everyone goes, now it's time for the party, and I'm shut up,
I'm done already,
I want to go to bed.
I totally people complain about like, oh, Christmas is getting earlier every year. It's like, as I get older, I want to spread Christmas out as far as I possibly mm-hmm. can. I want to start having to increase my workload in November to make up for the fact that I'm not working in December, and then I have to work harder in January. So if I'm going to have to do that, I'm also going to start partying in November. I'm going to see friends in November or early December, get that done so that I can concentrate on the stuff that I'm sort of obliged to do throughout Christmas itself. So yeah, no, I'm going to put the tree up in fucking October, eat your dick, because then it's done.
I think my tree went up in November at some point. And we've decided to keep the fairy lights around the living room
because
they look cool.
They do.
And it also means that we don't have to turn basically any light. The lamp goes on when we eat.
Right, yeah.
The big light only ever goes on if we've dropped something.
Is it a bit like you put fairy lights up? Oh, we could have fairy lights every year. What's the day after Shrove Tuesday? Boxing Shrove Tuesday, as I call it, where everyone goes, you can have pancakes any day.
But
you don't.
But this is the right, so I was talking to one of my friends, and their work is dumb. Like, so for many reasons, but they're doing Pancake Day the day after Pancake Day.
Shrove Boxing Day.
So the reason Pancake Day exists is because that's the first day of Lent, is the next day.
Yes.
So you get rid of all of your luxury foods, your eggs, your milk, your sugar.
Your lentils.
Stop this. And then you're meant to go, and then you do the 40 days of Lent.
Yes.
So to do it the next day doesn't make sense.
I think it's fine to celebrate the aspects of a thing and completely divorce it from its original meaning. Because if you're not a Christian, Shrove Tuesday has nothing to do with you, but you can like pancakes.
You can like pancakes, and you can have pancakes whenever.
Yeah.
But when it's a whole, no, we'll use this up because then we'll spend 40 days as the poor people do, so we can sympathise with those less fortunate than ourselves, going, nah, fuck it, I want more pancakes, and smearing them in strawberries and chocolate really does piss against the wall of the whole idea.
Or caviar and avocado.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
In my second home.
Haven't been to the first one in some time.
Yes.
So not Christmas then.
Nah.
Two Towers was good with an orchestra.
We went to go see that. Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. God of War Ragnarok, that came out. That was very good.
I wouldn't say Baldur's Gate 3 is better than quitting my job, but it's definitely top 10.
What good has happened globally? Trump was kicked out. No, he wasn't. He wasn't voted back in.
Yeah, but if he's not in prison, he's running again.
Yeah, he should be in prison.
But he can also run from prison. For some reason, that's not illegal.
A lot of people in charge of the world should really be in prison, but they're not.
No, it's because people keep living longer. It's a problem. Everything's a problem.
What do you mean they keep living longer?
So American presidents, for example, have stayed the same generation despite that generation being old as fuck.
Oh, no, yes, that, yes. I agree.
So the aging population is a problem.
Right, but also over here, yes. there's people that should be in prison.
Oh, totally, yeah.
And people over there should be in prison. The fact that they're old fuckers doesn't mean that...
No, by comparison, our Romans are much, much younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gross.
I can't choose something globally. Baldur's Gate 3, there you go. That's the best thing that's happened globally in the last 5 years.
Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain are back. New episodes of Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain.
No, you might be right there. Yeah.
That's it.
Bo Burnham's special. Bo Burnham's lockdown special was pretty good.
I didn't find Bo Burnham particularly amusing.
What, in general?
Just in some of the bits that I've seen before, I didn't think that he was... Because there was a lot of hype about him.
Yes, that's true.
And okay. It didn't quite live up. And then I haven't watched the lockdown special because everyone went on about it.
Oh my God, they did.
And I know that there wasn't an awful lot to do then, but there was also everything else to do. And I mean, I rewatched Stage over and over again, and I felt a big kinship with that because it felt like everyone was connecting, everyone was in the same boat, and everyone was connecting through everyone else who they hadn't seen through this show, even if they watched it or not.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that might be how people who watched the Bill Burnham lockdown special thing felt, because I think it captured a little bit of it at the beginning.
It's not funny like his other... There are bits of it that are very funny, but mostly it's just a really soul-crushing look into what happens when someone isn't very happy and lives by themselves.
Oh, I experienced that.
Yeah, don't watch it. There's some cool stuff in there, but it is a bit like, it's bleak. That was my takeaway. Like, wow, this man should not be left alone.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't need to see that. Okay.
No, that's fine.
I looked in the mirror.
Yes, we've all made that mistake.
Looking in my mirror.
He's looking at Ben.
Rude.
The conversation.
What jobs would D&D classes be in the real world? I don't know what the class is. Rogue would be a spy.
Or like a professional gambler. Like a Victoria Coren Mitchell deal.
Oh, we do like Victoria.
We do.
We do like VCM. I don't know all of them.
Warlocks would be politicians because they sell their souls to a higher power, which is Rupert Murdoch.
Wizards would be scientists.
Wizards are the ones that are learned. Sorcerers are the ones that have it inherent.
So they would be
comedians.
Models.
Oh
no, I'm thinking models and socialites.
Yes.
Influencers.
Well, so those people need to have a high charisma. Is sorcerer a charisma build? No.
I'm just thinking of they just have this.
Oh, warlocks would be influencers because they've sold their souls to like the unknowable algorithm, but they're also they're a charisma build, so that makes perfect sense. So you can be an influencer or a politician if you're a warlock.
Okay.
Druid, hunter, warrior, paladin, fighter.
All civil servant.
All civil servants. Each more civil than the last.
Clerics could be YouTubers.
Would clerics not just be medical professionals?
I suppose they would.
Because not everything can be a YouTuber, Ben.
No, I suppose they're... All right, I was trying to keep it vague. Yeah.
Keep it light.
Well, no, I guess they would be healers, but I was just thinking they're devout to their opinions and they're unswaying, or at least the ones that I think of.
But the clerics, if they're like life domain clerics and they worship like a life-giving, good-aligned deity, I don't think they would be obliged to only heal people within their religion. I think they'd just do good wherever they can do good.
I was just thinking opinionated.
Oh, they can be.
Yes, I'm not it.
You ever spoken to a GP?
I've tried for the last few years.
Yeah, I get it. Druids is an interesting one, and hunters, because druids, they're all naturey and they quite often take on the form of animals.
Furries
or a circus.
I don't know enough about the classes to say any of this.
That's fine. I think we've done enough.
I think that's why I just end up as a rogue type in pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Even when it's not stuff like that. Skyrim, it's always stealth armor and a bow and arrow.
But a what kind of arrow? I think I said a boner arrow.
A bow and arrow. Not a boner
arrow. Boner. 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 Grove. I was thinking of Boner Grove.
Don't yeet the... I'll odd job you.
Yeet the hat at me. You know the hat doesn't like to be a receptacle of warfare.
It likes your pain.
Yeah, I know. Ben, I have two titles to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Toffee Crisps to Heal the Sick.
Aww.
Or Guilt-Free Billionaires.
I mean, it's Toffee Crisps to Heal the Sick.
I quite agree. Where are you online, Ben?
I'm on Instagram, Spike Pearson, P-I-E-R-S-O-N. There's photos of many things. Many things. Shows that I have seen, places that I've gone to, food that I've cooked or eaten. It's Instagram. What do you expect?
You've got Instagram-type things. I am at LT Guitarist. My Instagram is full of Instagram-like things, also music and silliness. The podcast is at Convo Hats Podcast most places. If you're listening to the show, what would be really great is if you could head over to either YouTube or Instagram or TikTok.
Spotify.
No, they're already listening to the podcast.
On Spotify?
Could be.
Can they rate us?
I'm doing a different thing.
Five stars.
If you wanted to rate us, that'd be great. And five stars would also be great. If you can go to one of the places we have videos and you can watch the living fuck out of our videos and leave comments and likes and stuff, that'd be really helpful. Also giving us money via Patreon would be very helpful.
Five stars.
Five stars on Patreon and Ben will get his nips out.
All of them.
You can't leave stars on Patreon, it's fine. Unless you leave a comment that has five stars in it, in which case Ben is legally obliged to whap his baps out.
All of them.
All eight. How many spiders were there? Was that a different episode?
I'm not gonna tell you.
Seven quantillion
spiders don't have nipples anyway, so
that's... Do they not? I don't know. I don't know or care.
No, they don't have mammary glands. Mammals do. Hence the name.
Mammals.
Spiders don't have tits. You've been playing too much Baldur's Gate, thinking everything's got boobies.
You haven't hooked up with the Dark Elf Lady, have you? Trust me, spider's got tits.
Don't know where the Dark... I haven't seen the Dark Elf Lady yet.
You will. Bye then.
Goodbye. Thank you for joining us. Liam's straining.
It's just slightly out of reach. Oh, I got it.